Welcome to Go Home Heat, a wrestling podcast. We are about to go through, actually it's a sports entertainment podcast. I have Justin here and we are going to go through Raw, SmackDown, and NXT, not necessarily in that order. We start out with Raw and it starts with Becky stuff. And they move to Charlie Caruso, who is doubling down on this will be the greatest wrestling match of all time between Edge and Randy Orton. And
would be an interesting development.
I'm snickering at that a little bit, but I do think it'll be good.
It'll be a good match. It will not. I'm not going to guarantee it, but I'm not. You know, I don't have any anticipation of this being the greatest wrestling match of all time.
Right, but we may get a story.
Yes.
And Edge gives, dude, Randy. Like I said last week, Randy's to some degree pulling something out of nothing, and Edge gives another 101 class in how to give a promo there.
Oh my God, you're killing it.
You didn't save your money to see shows like I did. You didn't cry when you became the champ like I did. You didn't, you know, basically this was all given to you. You felt like it was your birthright as wrestling royalty to have this. All of which feels true and sounds true when he says it. And it's on. We're going to have that match. Moving along to Seth and Buddy. Seth has had a revelation. Let's take a walk. Murphy has a stained glass outfit he's wearing, which
yes,
is nice.
I did like it.
Yeah. Okay, Seth seems back to his normal version of crazy. He's found clarity. He found clarity in blinding Ray. So now that you can't see, I can, which was so weird.
Yeah. you make the sacrifice so I can find enlightenment. It's not usually the way those things work.
Alberto Carrillo comes out, and your guy Seth Rollins is not willing to accept the challenge. Carrillo looks up to Ray, as I'm sure many people do. And
not many people look up to Ray.
Figuratively.
Oh, not literally.
Yes. Carrillo is going to defend his hero's honor. But not against Seth, because Seth is in a suit. We're not doing that. Murphy, however, is dressed to fight, and he can fight Carrillo now, I believe, and then turn around and fight Aleister later.
He's because fine with that.
Being a disciple means you constantly get to wrestle.
Yes.
Which is good. I like watching that guy wrestle, so that's cool. The match between Carrillo and Buddy is good. It's quick. Carrillo does well until Seth distracts him, and then Murphy knee into Murphy Law.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it was good. I thought it put Murphy over.
Mm-hmm. And Carrillo's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. And then we move on because Baron the King is here. Yep.
Wow.
Yep, and he doesn't understand why he has to go to catering. Why don't they bring catering to him? He
doesn't understand how the green room works. None of that.
He's not happy at all.
No.
There was a Liv promo where Charlotte is the chosen one. Charlotte talks something, I don't know, man. She's still going down this road of, I'm an underdog and I'm more of a common man, and I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't begrudge her that. Charlotte is easy pickings on these things. The only thing is we're using, it's not that it's not true about Randy Orton and Charlotte, because they're almost the same character in a way, but we just heard Edge give an impassioned promo about being...
Well, and everybody does the same promo on Charlotte.
Right. Let's make something new to this.
I get that it's the easy shot, but that's like you're making fat jokes at Otis. You know, really, that's the best you got?
And it'd be fine if the last program you were in, it wasn't the same thing, and in the last program you were in, it wasn't the same thing. You know, so I get what you're saying. I get that's exactly what I think, too. Charlotte comes out, she's going to fight Ruby Riott. What did you think about this match?
Thought it happened. I don't know. I don't like the whole Charlotte. Why am I watching Charlotte on three nights a week?
Yeah. It was good. It just...
What's her character? What's her point? I don't begrudge her matches and stuff. It's just like, you know, she's not a face. She's not a heel. I think there's... I heard somebody say, oh, they're booking her as a star. It's like...
Oh, they've created a new term for it?
Yeah, it's like, come on, folks. Why you got her on three shows a week? You got other people, man, that are great.
I think the reason why she's on three shows a week right now is because they didn't expect Becky to disappear.
I can see that.
And I think they're moving her over to Raw. Like I think that we'll get to that in a little bit, but I think
I can see that.
That's what's going on.
But I do like she has been more heelish. But I just like man, it seems like she ate up a lot of time for me this week.
She did. She two matches and then an interference in another one.
A great match that I was really enjoying.
Yeah, right. Lashley and Charlie are talking. MVP interrupts, and the key is MVP interrupts to point out.
Well, he's like, we ain't gonna be able to do business because you don't want to be a champ. You don't want to be the big man.
You only trophy you want your wife.
Yes, dude. MVP.
He's killing it.
On the mic is killing right now, dude. He's great. I love the idea of him as a manager. I think he has all the potential to be a great manager. And Bobby Lashley needs that.
Mm-hmm. If he doesn't succeed at this, it will be because they didn't allow him to go as far as he wanted.
Yes.
Right. Okay. I think you're right.
And the way he talked to him, it was not like the usual stuff. It was very much, it was calculated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now we have a medieval fun coming up next with axe throwing.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah. Montez was uncomfortable at the axe throwing medieval convention. I would be uncomfortable too.
At Ren Faire? Yeah, I could see you being.
That's not my scene. Asuka celebration. She got the Grand Slam champion. She got the flowers from her good friend.
She got a little serenade on the recorder there.
Yeah, it was amazing. Lee something. And
it was fun. And it was what it was. It was ridiculous.
It was good. It was good. And then Nia Jax interrupted.
She's not fun.
I did like that the champ attacked her.
Oh, dude, I loved it. And I love that they made Asuka look like she was something, man. She kicked the crap out of her, dude.
Nia got zero offense.
Yes.
Which was good. That's what I want. That's what I want. You know, I know that Nia's a big.
Yeah.
But if I'm Asuka, why would I wait for you to attack
Yes.
me? You know, that doesn't make sense.
And is Asuka a good guy now? I think she. Yeah, now, her, I like much more than that tween role, too. I can see that.
Well, the thing is, I think the natural reaction to Becky being pregnant showed her in a light that was a little different from what we'd been getting.
Mm-hmm.
And the dancing, I'm happy to be whooping y'all heel, was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, we have the clip of a mother, you know what I mean? And it kind of throws off wanting to hate her.
Yeah. And I think this the more.
And she can be fun. And Kyrie can be fun. And you can also, if you're going to put her in a program with Nia and then Charlotte.
Yeah.
Fun Asuka's better, right?
Fun Asuka's better.
It offsets that. You know what I mean? And she was never a heel in a way that it's tradition to use the green mist in some ways.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't begrudge her that. Okay. Okay, so R-Truth comes out. He's talking in circles here. I believe he challenged Tom Brady, Gronk in most of Tampa for the 24/7/7/38 lesson belt.
I-95.
Yes. And I don't know what that was. Anyway, Bobby comes out and he roughs up our guy Truth and puts him into full Nelson, followed by another full Nelson and an eventual tap.
Oh, he did that full Nelson slam that looked just
brutal.
Brutal.
Yeah. Bobby's looking good right now. So he gets the dub, and we think he's going with MVP, and that's great. And then we get the Iconics versus Bliss and Nikki match, and this was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton saves Billie Kay once and then winds up not getting there for the...
She
goes crazy.
Goes crazy.
DQ'd, right?
Yeah.
And I like this because it felt like they're bringing some venom to the Iconics, which if you're going to have them be... on that side of things, if you're going to have them wrestling against baby faces all the time and they aren't great wrestlers, Dastardly Deeds is one way to
get you.
They're getting better as wrestlers,
yes.
Right? So I like that. Now, then we go to Kyrie Sane, who is evidently a very good player of the recorder instrument.
I don't think that's a true statement, but go ahead.
Okay, she tries to play the recorder.
There you go.
And it makes noises when she does it.
She's got like Jeff Jarrett level musical ability.
Yes. And then they get jumped by Nia. Then we move to Billie Kay slapping Peyton in the face.
In the face.
And I like that too.
I like that too. Yeah.
I just don't want them to break them up.
No.
But I do want them to show anger as well as the other emotions.
Viciousness.
Other than you're joking me.
Yeah.
Which is also her little meme. Okay. Asuka winds up yelling at Nia and then kicks her head off.
Yeah. Dude, just wham.
Which is great. Right? That's what we're talking about. Shayna Baszler versus Natty comes up next. And you wind up with a submission match here. Which I don't think that was the best call on Natty's part to get into a submission match with her.
I mean, she is a, you know...
She's a heart.
Yeah. And did you hear what old Shayna yelled at her?
No.
Something like, that heart crap don't work on me. Or that dungeon crap don't work on me. Or something like that. You know?
I did hear that. I was like, Baszler is doing great right now.
Which is funny because I, like, the rumor and the dirt sheet rumor, you know, the internet rumor is that that Vince McMahon has totally lost all faith in her and, like, she was, you know.
You know what is interesting about that? I don't know that crowds were falling in love with Baszler. And so the weirdness of the no crowd audience may be helping her. And when we do get crowds, she may be over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because she is. I think she's doing really well every week.
She's my favorite wrestler just about. She is the best heel they've got in the women's division.
Absolutely.
Because she's a heel.
Right. Right.
And she's not a heel because she's, you know, I take that back because they've got other Sonya Deville too.
Right.
Those two are probably my two favorite heels going right now.
And the match winds up being what we think, which was Baszler winning the match by submission. And we're supposed to be getting the Kevin Owens show. However, Natty pitches a hissy fit. Now, the match was good, though.
Oh, I enjoyed the match. I thought it was good. They had lots of cool transitions, lots of nice moves. The grappling stuff was really good.
Right, right.
So I thought, you know, one of Natalya's better matches. I think it's good. They can both go in that kind of different way, doing the same kind of stuff.
Right, 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 right. And so but then Natty is throwing a hissy fit when it's over, so maybe she's getting a reboot on her character, which is probably about time.
About time.
Yeah. Joe, her conduct is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Joe recreating history as to who he has been as a character over his career is fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yes, absolutely. KO show. Andrade Garza Theory. Zelina comes out. And she's got all these guys on the same page. Don't
it's
you worry.
All the well-oiled machine, buddy.
Yep. And Kevin Owens does not believe this. And he has set them up because Apollo Crews is coming out to fight.
I thought he's coming out to be interviewed.
Yes. Interviewed to fight.
Yeah, he interviewed his fist to Andrade.
I felt like this little KO Apollo versus Garza Andrade match was fine.
Yeah,
I
and advanced the plot line.
It did. Now, Austin Theory tries to help because we're all on the same page, and he winds up
hitting Angel Garza in the back of the head or hitting him in the face.
Knocks him out.
Yeah.
And then we wind up with them losing due to Austin Theory's failed attempt to help.
Yes.
And so then we get a breaking up of a very young faction.
Oh, yeah. They cut him loose.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And
well, he didn't really fit.
He did not fit. He would, and he was just in. It's funny because Seth Rollins was on Corey Gray's podcast, and I don't know when it was taped, but they asked him if there was anybody. He said, "I know you watch all of wrestling. What do you think about guys coming up?" And he said, "Austin Theory." And I don't know when this was taped. If it was taped 2 weeks ago or whatever, but he said Austin Theory is a guy that I have my eye on because he's in a really unique spot. He said he's very young, and he just so happened to be one of the only guys that was around.
Mm-hmm.
So he's all of a sudden, next thing you know, he's the only guy available, so he's in WrestleMania. Yes. You know what I mean? And he said, but the guy's got everything, but he doesn't fit. He just is not a Zelina character. They just needed him that week. So then we'll get to that in a minute. But I did think that was interesting. Now, Drew and Charlie are back there, and Drew says, this is a dream match between him and King Corbin. He said, I've run the roads with Corbin. He's a terrible person. He always does the terrible things. And I like that Drew always talks up his competition.
Uh-huh.
And I like that Drew finds a way to make it interesting, even though we know Corbin's not going to win. It's a Monday night
Yeah.
It's not a pay-per-view.
Yes.
It's fine. But you never hear Drew say, that guy's not a good wrestler.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or you're a punk. He always says something to the effect of, I'm going to have to perform well to win this. Yes. I know that you're willing to cheat. I know you're big and you're
strong.
Which,
again, if you beat him, it makes you better. Right. I've always been a big fan of, you know, put your opponent over so that when you go over.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Drew is one of the first guys to really do that. Even the babyface, not in history, but mm-hmm. recently. Even yeah. the babyfaces in
John Cena would
history.
Always bury his opponent. You know, he would never, you know, every once in a while he'd put somebody over, but you knew they were going to especially get beat.
Well, is it putting somebody over when it's Orton?
No, not really.
You know, it's one thing when you're taking guys. Anyway, we'll move on from that. But so that's exciting. We're back in Viking land. Montez is not really capable of throwing an axe, but
his
partner can evidently throw an axe well. Worked out good. Aleister Black versus Buddy Murphy is next. While Seth walks out and sees a dejected Austin Theory. Does this sound like something that happened once before?
Oh, yeah.
As things go south for Buddy, Seth sends
and
Austin to help
really
him.
And not even really far, very far south yet.
No. No, 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 no. But we got where we were going.
But you also sowed the seeds for the future because you got, you know, Seth comes in the ring and hugs old Austin Theory. Mm-hmm. And you look over at Buddy and Buddy's face is like, wait a minute now. I just fought that other dude.
I've had two matches tonight.
And you're over there hugging him.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
You know.
You've sown the
seeds of discontent.
Right. We have a faction that could be formidable. And we also know that at some point, this could be the kind of
Here's
thing where Buddy has to leave. Right?
Yeah.
Right. I liked it, too. I liked it, too. Charlie winds up interviewing Apollo. Next week, he's going to get a title shot, which is good, too.
And Selena comes out there and makes him have a good promo.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. She coaches him through it.
Yes.
As a good manager that isn't even your manager
will
do. Isn't
even your manager. She'll make you look good.
Drew versus Corbin is coming up next, but first we get cops letting the Viking Raiders and Street Profits go because Ibar is cute. Okay.
All right.
Main event
happened.
Time. MVP and Bobby show up to watch. Bobby is coming for that belt because it is a very good match, I felt, between Corbin, who is better than people give him credit for.
Yes.
Drew, who is very good.
And I liked at the end of it, I like that Corbin A didn't hit the Claymore on the 1-2-3. I hate that 1-2-3 needs to stop doing that crap. It's stupid. It's annoying.
Drew,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then I like that Lashley didn't come down there and jump anybody.
Right.
I like that he just stood up there and was like, uh-huh.
I also liked that Drew said, this is the Lashley we've all been waiting on.
Mm-hmm. This is Lashley I want to fight.
You're a killer. You yeah. should be a killer. Not... You've always cowered away from the fight,
mm-hmm.
which I felt like, again.
He wants the best. He's, you know, right. Highlander, man. Come
That's
on.
The story we're telling. Absolutely. Now we're going to move on to, you liked the show?
I did.
Okay. NXT, Karrion Kross versus Scarlett, no, with Scarlett Bordeaux versus a guy named Liam Gray, and he is in the wrong place at the wrong time. The intro was more interesting than the match. I do like his finisher.
I do love his moveset. I love his finisher. I love his viciousness. I love the intro. Mm-hmm. I am totally on board for Karrion Kross.
Love that Tommaso comes out and points out that they have invested a lot of money in Karrion Kross.
Special.
You're special, but so am I, and this is my place. And I love that they put him in a program with Tommaso.
Right off the bat, dude. You're showing a lot of faith in dude right off the bat.
Well, and if you put him over Tommaso, you can put him anywhere you want the next week. You can put him with Finn. You can put him with mm-hmm. the champ. You can put him with the
I like him avoiding champions for a while. I think he should go after Finn next or somebody like that. And his whole thing should be, you know, I'm making my bones by going through everybody here who's somebody.
And it doesn't have to be a good guy or a bad guy.
Doesn't matter.
All it needs to be is somebody that's really good in this company.
Yeah.
Right. Right. I
he
like
He could go jump Damian Priest for all I care, you know.
Right. Right, absolutely.
Damian Priest goes over Finn Balor, and all of a sudden Karrion Kross comes out there and chokes him unconscious.
Right, right. Okay, the interim cruiserweight tourney's up next. Akira Tozawa versus
El
Higo de
Fantasma. Let's call it Phantom.
I'm going to go with Fantasma.
Yeah.
And this was good.
It was. It was a great little match.
Mm-hmm. Phantom Driver for the win. This tourney's... I just love this
it's
tournament.
It's been fun
mm-hmm.
the whole time.
Mia Yim versus Santana Garrett. Short, but I did like what Garrett was doing out there.
Yes.
She's got potential. Yim's the important thing, and this is all to set up Johnny Wrestling and Candice LeRae.
I kind of feel bad for Santana Garrett, because I think she's a better wrestler, probably, than Mia Yim.
Right. It's just not her spot yet.
Yeah.
Right. Not her time. Right. I agree a little bit there. But we're getting Keith Lee and Mia Yim in a program with Candice LeRae and Johnny Wrestling. And I'll tell you this. If I'm not on board with Mia Yim after a month of her having a problem with Candice LeRae,
yes,
then I don't know that I can be on board with her. Because Candice is a good wrestler.
Dude, she will. If you get in the ring with her and you can't have a good match, that's your fault. Because she's gonna put it out there.
And Mia's another one of those performers that I feel like everything's there. I just don't know why it's not
clicking for me.
Right. I don't get it. But hopefully I will. And Keith Lee, they want to jump Mia. Mia runs at her and Johnny moves the rope.
Leverages her.
Right. And then of course Keith Lee comes out and puts it into that, and that's a good deal. They run to higher ground. Roderick Strong.
Mm-hmm.
Roderick versus Dexter Lumis.
Loved this match. Real fun. Thought Dexter got his character over. His moveset very much matches his character. Roderick Strong is just phenomenal.
Any problem with Lumis losing?
No.
No, he's
Roderick Strong.
Yeah, correct. And it's not like
he choked him out.
Yes, and they managed to do it in a way where he doesn't lose his steam.
No, dude. When he's sitting there choking Roderick Strong out and the Undisputed Era is kicking him in the head and he ain't looking at them. He's mm-hmm. just sitting there still choking him. Mm-hmm. And who came out and made the save?
Velveteen.
Velveteen made
and
the save.
And Undisputed Era gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was all this crap was going on behind him and he's sitting there still.
No.
And then they cut back to him and he's sitting there petting Roderick's
yes.
head.
Can I keep it?
I will love him and squeeze him and call him George.
Ray made the same thing. Yeah, that's what it felt like.
Oh, it was so creepy.
Right?
It was excellent. And it went on for a disturbingly long period of time. You know, Roderick's like, dude, are you going to keep petting me?
Right, we got to stop this.
Commercial, but I thought I had no problem with him losing the match.
Right.
Because I didn't think it hurt the character at all.
No, if anything else, you've learned that the result of the match is not what matters to him.
No, what matters is petting Roderick Strong.
Or that's not the first time he's put something to sleep and done that to him.
Yes.
He's a weird character.
I like him.
Yeah.
I like it. I hope they don't screw it up.
Right. One of those guys, though, too, like if you're at a wrestling autograph session thing, you look over and you see him, and you're like, I might not go in that line. I'm going to go over here and I don't know.
Staring at you.
I don't know exactly
that
how
little
weird
thing
that
he does
is.
When he gets in the ring is legit creepy.
Yeah, the little crawl thing.
Yeah.
With his arms locked.
Yeah.
Yeah, very weird. Very weird. Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan versus Ever-Rise. It was squash, but I liked it. I like Burch and Lorcan.
Yes.
And I want them to challenge as much as possible. Interim cruiserweight tourney, Kushida versus Drake Maverick. Now, Drake had said in an interview earlier that Kushida was one of the best wrestlers in the world, and for him to win, I liked it.
I liked
what Drake said. He wasn't lying, and this match was great. Great.
Yes.
Drake is having great matches. And that's crazy because he's been, his whole career, he's mostly a manager.
Yeah.
But probably just because he's so small.
Yeah.
But you put him in this tournament, and like he's selling that arm being injured, and Kushida's going for the arm the whole time.
He keeps selling it. He sells it smart through the whole match. He doesn't forget. He keeps going back to it.
He's even in the armbar when he gets the roll-up.
Yes.
You know, it's so well done. So well done. And then
so that's just up the three-way tie.
Correct, because the other guy, what's his name?
Jake Atlas.
Jake Atlas watched the whole match, and so now everybody's tied.
Not unusual. Who thinks not unusual? Tom Jones. We're in the Tom Jones jacket.
Not unusual to be loved by anyone. Yes. Yes. He was wearing that. And so we're going to get a three-way dance with them. Awesome.
I have no problem with that match.
Great. And they make him put Drake over in that scenario.
Yes, without hurting nobody.
Right. Correct. Okay, so we get the main event of the evening, which we spoke about briefly earlier. Rhea Ripley versus Io Shirai.
That match was so good.
It was. It was so good. And they are amazing wrestlers.
Io Shirai selling that I'm the better wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do all these things that will, you know, and then,
Rhea's,
you know,
not far behind.
No, she's not. And she's selling the strength and she's selling the power person role. It was just phenomenal.
Right. And then we get the obligatory Conrada into Charlotte Flair, who's come out to watch.
Which I thought was slick, actually. It wanted to get her involved.
Right. And so then Charlotte, of course, being embarrassed or whatever, jumps into the ring and does the thing that every dumb champion does. She causes a no DQ, which means she has to fight them both.
A triple threat.
Yeah. Yes. But, and I...
Which is the way they can get the belt off of her without pinning her.
A little piece of me that was frustrated because I wanted to see a conclusion to this match. Mm-hmm. I'm not a weird things happen at the end and there's no conclusion guy. Yeah,
I like it. I like a finish.
But this is okay with me because I feel like I'm going to... Look, you tell me Io Shirai, Rhea Ripley, Charlotte are in a match... I'm thinking this could be match of the year.
Well, it could be.
Anytime that pops up.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be match of the year. Charlotte's that good. Charlotte and Ia might be the two best.
Yeah.
I mean, they might not be, but they might be.
They're up there. I think you have to put Asuka in that same conversation.
Of course. And Rhea ain't far out.
No. I think Rhea and Shayna Baszler are about the same level as far as, and that's saying something because I think Shayna Baszler's really good.
Right.
I think Rhea's a little less than Shayna right now. Like, but the difference is not the whole great and good gap. It's they're all great. There's just you've got three or four of the greatest wrestlers on the planet in that grouping you're talking about.
Right, but she's getting to be in the ring with all of them.
Yes, and she doesn't look out of place,
right,
which is the important thing.
That also helped her with the Survivor Series thing where she got to be in the ring with multiple
great
wrestlers.
Yes.
You know, and so this is... and. To be honest with you, like you just said, that little girl that got squashed earlier in the night,
Santana Garrett,
she's great.
She's a great wrestler.
You know, I mean, they just everybody they roll out there to wrestle is great. So I enjoyed this episode, and I can't. Your House is going to wind up with Priest versus Finn as
can't
well.
See, that is a bad match.
That's going to be something special. It's going to be special. Now let's go to. Are you ready? SmackDown is next. They have a Ronald Reagan. Reagan, a couple of quotes from him and all that, and then they give a well-done Memorial Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
which the WWE does that very well. And then we wind up with a dirt sheet opener, Miz and Morrison being Miz and Morrison. Why was it Braun? Braun. Bray Wyatt had a choice between Braun and puppets, and he chose stuffed animals.
Yes.
And I don't think he was wrong.
No. Those two playing off each other, and some of our friends pointed out, and I think you pointed out too, though, that in this format with the no...
Jared.
Yeah, Jared pointed out that the flow is so much better when you don't have to wait for crowd reactions. You can get the witty banter going back and forth.
Right. It's like a sitcom.
Which I think for those kind of segments, instead of putting them out in the middle of the ring from now on, you should have that...
Backstage
and project it and play it at full volume so everybody can hear it and you can get the subtle... Rapporté.
Right. And the crowd can just be the laugh-in.
Yeah, laugh track.
Know, yeah, like you do with Three's Company or whatever.
Three's Company too.
Oh, nice. Do you think Bray is done with you? Was a nice thing
to
point
think,
out.
Yeah, Bray. Yeah, The Fiend, whatever.
That was one thing The Miz did point out before Johnny decides.
Well, and two, it was again, like you point out, Fiend ain't been on the show, but The Fiend's presence. You know it's coming.
Well, and The Miz put The Fiend over in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't ever been as low as I was once I went into a feud. And he's also pointing out, you haven't been in a feud with The Fiend.
Yeah, you've been there with Bray.
Right. Totally different.
Yeah.
You know, The Fiend broke into my house.
Yeah, and played with my baby.
Yeah. Weird. Okay. Now, then John Morrison decides to help out, and The Miz winds up being one-on-one with Braun Strowman, which he is none too happy about.
I don't know if that's helping out.
Then they have a match. It was whatever, except for John Morrison with the superhuman springboard onto the
ring, the
border
wall,
right. And then a kick to Braun's head was the best part.
Best part of the whole match for me.
Right. It was fine. It just The Miz is only capable of so much, and Braun's only capable of so much.
Well, you've got three guys out there. You got Braun Strowman, The Miz, and John Morrison, and the two in the ring are The Miz and Braun Strowman.
Right. But we do get John Morrison challenging Braun Strowman to a handicap match.
So they can be the dual champion We can both be the champ. It's like Freebird rules, the champ.
Well, obviously they're not going to be.
No.
This is, we're kicking the can down the road. We're going back to Bray in a little while. Also, we don't know how long till Roman can come back.
No, yeah. And the Fiend can come out after he beats those two.
And John Morrison can give us spectacular.
Maybe Bray will win the tag team belt with a puppet this time. I mean, maybe Braun will win it with a puppet this time, just to show.
The sock?
The sock puppet.
That would be so...
terrible.
On point for... Yes. On brand.
On brand. There it is. There it is.
Okay, we have a Ring the Chimes match. The Bangkok match. AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Thank God it was none of those things. It was just a spectacular wrestling match.
The best match these gentlemen have had on American soil.
Yes.
And it was great.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. They're so good. Now, Shinsuke winds up losing.
And that goes back again, harkens back to, why was that travesty put in front of us at WrestleMania?
Or when they went the pay-per-view after that, too.
Yeah.
But we got it, finally.
We finally got it.
Yeah, we finally
and
got
it. And I'm fine with it. It was spectacular.
Absolutely.
I don't care that AJ went over. And even though I'm probably a little bit bigger of a Shinsuke fan than I am an AJ fan, I thought it was a great match.
Mm-hmm. Bayley versus Charlotte was next. And
that was a good, that was a better match than I was expecting.
Again, great wrestling.
Love the end. Love to the finish.
Bayley is taking advantage of these no-house shows. By arguing with officials,
yes.
Arguing with Cole.
There you go. I was just testing you. It's one of my favorite lines when she had the feet on the rope.
Absolutely. And she's really coming into her own as a heel. Again, I feel like these no crowd shows have helped her in a way.
Yes.
And I also think that putting her in the ring with Charlotte, here's what we should have done this week. Ruby Riott shouldn't happen.
Mm-mm.
This was what should have happened.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it was great when we got it. Now, Bayley winds up beating her with a cheat move, and Charlotte ain't even mad at it. Charlotte laughed about it because she got. Just like her dad got a million people, and like she's got a million people.
Who you complain to on that one?
It happens. I rolled you up. I had hold of the tights. I leaned back a little too far.
And you?
She rolled me up and grabbed the ropes.
Yep.
Oh, well. You know what I mean? And it was great. Awesome. Sonya and Dolph versus Mandy and Otis.
Loved this match, too.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. And Mandy was really good.
And taking her lumps, which is what she was out there to do.
Right. Absolutely. Now, she wound up getting knocked unconscious.
And I'd like to again point out that if you go watch Sonya Deville throw what everybody calls the Daniel Bryan yes kicks and everything, and you will see a better kick thrown than anything Daniel Bryan has ever thrown in his whole career. Not because he's not pretty good at it, but there's a difference between somebody knows how to fight throwing it, and she's just flicking it. It's not even her full power. She's not even.
Right.
She keeps her knee loose because she's not trying to destroy.
Right.
But if she kicked her full power, she'd kick her chest through the back of her, you know.
Now, she did give her knee to the back of the head full
she
power.
She did do that. It seemed like she caught her fairly clean with that. It
right
looked like it
head.
Put her to sleep.
I'll tell you the truth. When she hit it, I didn't think she got her. I didn't, because, you know, everything happens in a blur. And Mandy's laying there, and she doesn't act like she's unconscious. She doesn't act like she's been kicked. Nothing.
No,
and
she's
I said, what is she
doing? Staring up at the sky.
And then I realized, oh, that's real.
Yeah, because your eyes aren't working right now. Because you just got a knee into your occipital lobe in the back of your head where your vision center goes through. So it turns off your vision for a few 30 seconds or so.
And as soon as she heard the three count, she put her hand on her eyeballs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that was crazy.
Wild rabbit punches.
And then Dolph kicks him in the head. So
I loved that, too.
I don't think we're done with this.
No.
And I am very impressed with what we've done with this program.
Yeah. Sonya Deville is, man, I am so on board.
Jeff Hardy with a genuine heartfelt promo. It was great until
he
was two sentences too long.
It was. He needs to go back to watch Carney Land and find out about how to do a generic promo.
There was nobody there.
Yeah, you ended it. Here's my perfectly good ending line, and here's me keep talking, you know, two lines more because I didn't know how to end it.
Right. He had it. He said, you know, what is it? Ask the universe and the universe provides.
Yeah, that should have been it.
And that should have been it. And then he said two or three other things, which, whatever.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right. But again, I'm asking for too much. Forgotten Sons did well. They're mad. Miz and Morrison backstage with Renee. We have the...
Let's give compliments to the craziest looking turtleneck I've ever seen. With the
did we get Art of War quote in there?
Yeah, we got Sun Tzu.
His turtlenecks kind of feel like a clothing version of a double chin.
It is. It is.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it did. It does. Exactly what you said right there made sense.
Art of War.
Yeah, Sun Tzu quote. You know, destroy your enemy, destroys infrastructure, which is, you know, that's a paraphrasing, but that is in there. It is in there. So I give him credit for that.
I also like
that means we're going to make his life a living hell. I like that their translation of that is,
get in between his ears.
Yeah.
Make him.
Yeah. We're going to steal his towels out of the bathroom. We're going to, like, replace his shoes with shoes that are, like, one size too small.
Right.
I think they should gaslight him. I think they should drive Braun Strowman insane. Like, they should do, like, just change out the light bulbs, like, one step dimmer so he always thinks he's going blind and stuff. Like, you could screw with him. You should never get in the same room with him. It should be all psychological warfare.
I'm worried about being in the same room with you. Lord have mercy. Okay, main event, Jeff versus Sheamus. Jeff was great. I think he's single-handedly keeping Hot Topic in business right now.
I think fishnet. He is. Fishnet shirt, that was beautiful.
Arm tights under fishnet shirt.
Oh, man. The 90s. The 90s were terrible.
The 90s don't quit.
No.
Not on SmackDown, baby.
But Sheamus looking good, though.
Sheamus was great in this match. He continued his rivalry with Cole. He continued to look mean. We get a roll-up so the bad guy doesn't look like he did. You know, Jeff does the, I'm tough enough to figure this out, and I'll get the win somehow.
I'll find the spot.
It was great. It was great. What did you think about it, the show in general?
I thought the show, there's a bunch of good wrestling matches in this show, and I was great for that. I thought it was really good.
I feel like, too, when I'm watching the WWE right now, whether it's NXT or SmackDown or Raw, I feel like they're not being a crowd. They're giving us a lot of very close camera angles.
Yes.
And so they're kind of actually having to hit each other.
They're adapting a lot. Yes. And I think they are.
Because there were so many. That Charlotte Bailey match was brutal.
And you can't hide. You can't hide behind the crowd noise anymore when you whiff a move. You have to stick. You have to stick something.
Right.
And there's certain wrestlers you can see thriving because they're comfortable with that.
Right.
You know.
And even Jeff, who hasn't wrestled a lot in a while, he looked good out there.
Yeah.
And well, Sheamus is willing to be hit, willing to hit you.
Yeah, he's willing to do both. Don't think Sheamus is a bully. Sheamus is willing to go out there and take his lumps as good as anybody else. And, you know, Shinsuke AJ, you know, I thought, you know, and then... Man, you just had a bunch of good matches in this episode.
Yeah. I do want to say, if you are listening to this and you get frustrated with pro wrestling, there is something I want to tell you, and I think it's a good piece of advice. Wait 45 minutes. If it's a three-hour show, wait 45 minutes and start it. If it's a two-hour show, wait 30 minutes and start it.
Yes.
You can fast-forward through ring entrances, which you've seen a million times, through commercials. And you can watch it, and it's not that you're spending too much time watching wrestling.
It's you're waiting for moments.
But yes, everything flows so much better when you just give it a half hour.
Yes, I agree with that completely.
I'm going to mention AEW here. Even AEW, even though they have the picture-in-pictures, they do. There's still walks to the ring. There's still a lot of.
I confess, I do that with football now too. I let my football game start about 45 minutes, so I don't have to sit through ring toss, the coin flip. I don't have to sit through, you know, I don't have to sit through them icing the kicker.
Right.
You know, calling three timeouts in a row. You know, I can kind of keep the game flow, and it's made watching football just a lot more fun for me because I'm just going play.
Well, I love on the NFL Network when they'll give you the game in an hour.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, they don't.
It's none of the junk.
Snap, snap, snap.
I'm just watching football.
Also, though, no matter what wrestling show it is, whether it's Impact or AEW or any of these three that WWE does, no matter what show it is, there's always clips from last week.
Yes, I don't need to see it. It's like
I watch all the shows.
Yes.
So they make a wrestling show just in case this is your first time watching it.
It's a flashback. It's the same thing you get. Anime is terrible for this. Like, they'll have this really cool fight going on, and they'll think in the middle of it, they've got to give you a 2-minute flashback of what led us to this point. It's like, dude, that was like 4 episodes ago. I watched it. I don't need you to show me why we're doing this fight. Just show me the fight. Same thing. Wrestling does it all the time. It's like,
yeah,
I watched last week's episode. You don't have to show me.
But in it, like, if you're watching a 3-hour show, for example, Raw.
Yes.
You know, 20 minutes is commercials.
Easily.
Yeah, 10 minutes is walking to the ring.
Easily. Oh, way more. I would say more than that.
7 minutes is, here's what happened last Wednesday. Here's why Randy Orton and Edge hate each other. Here's why Seth Rollins is a Messiah.
We should do that one week, is just go through the show and break down how much of that.
Right.
Each thing.
It's the reason you love pay-per-views.
Yes.
Because pay-per-views is just wrestling. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's
I think that's one of the winning things about New Japan's product that we get to watch a lot of the times, is because they don't do the TV show.
Right. Right.
As much, you don't have to sit through all the crud. They
move sets tell you who the characters are.
Yeah, right. And they do their little after the thing, like post interviews and stuff.
Right.
That's how they sell everything. They don't. You don't ever have to watch that out there in the ring hardly.
Right. Correct. Now that's just my advice to you. If what you like is bell to bell.
Yeah.
You know, but some people don't.
Some people are like there all that for stuff, all. And that's cool, man. That's why I love everybody that watches wrestling.
Soup is good food.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for Justin, for me, KP, this has been our Sports Entertainment Podcast. Copyright 2020. Go home.
Woo!